You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones. Yes, Happy New Year, Saints of God, and my prayer for all of us this year is that we would be walking by faith and not by sight nor fear. Welcome to my program, Wake Up, and now let's praise the Lord.
Who taught the sun where to stand?
Truly lives. And I pray that you had a wonderful Christmas and for the new year. I heard our pastor ministering on the new year, and I thought about his message. And as we enter this new year, what we're to do with our lives for him to be that blessing. I have a scripture in Isaiah chapter 41:10. And this is for some of you listening, may need to hear this. Do not fear, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that we serve. That he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. That he's with us always. No matter what you're going through, he's there. We serve a big God. As his word says, is there anything too difficult for thee? There's not. So whatever you are going through, you can look to him. You don't have to look to anyone else. You look to him. And as the scriptures tell us, that we're to draw near to him and that he will draw near to us. So true. So true. Fear not. And I believe when fear does enter our life, that we worry about maybe our medical condition or our mental health, physical health or financial, whatever it may be, you can always turn to him. You can always turn to him. You know, as I keep sharing and reiterating, 24/7, Jesus doesn't slumber nor sleep. He's always awake. You know, you can cast your cares, as the word tells us, the scriptures tell us, cast our cares upon him, for he said, he careth for thee. You know, saints of God, we really serve a big God. And as Pastor Malcolm was ministering at the church I attend, my wife and I, Calvary up in Merritt Island, he was sharing on Christmas Eve, or New Year's Eve, rather, gave a scripture. And this, you know, I've read this many, many times in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22. I've read it, I don't know how many times, but for some reason, have you ever read scripture and it just hits you? You know, it comes to life. Not that it hasn't before, but it just hit me differently. So no matter what you're going through, and I'm going to share that scripture in just a second, you know, that we're not just to be a hearer of the word, but we're to be a doer. Don't look at what someone else is doing, you know, or what someone else is saying to you, you know. You stay focused on what it is that he's calling you to do. And I tell you what, he'll see you through. May be bumpy, may get a little rough, you know, but just hang in there. You know, he said, call upon me, and I'll show you great mighty things that you knowest not of. Just call upon him, and he'll show you those great mighty things. You know, the fervent, effectual prayer, the righteous, the scriptures tell us, availeth a little? No, it availeth much. The fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. So no matter what you're going through, just hang in there and stay focused. And remember, don't be just a hearer of the word. He wants you to become a doer. And you'll get some naysayers. They'll say you can't do it, you can't make it, you can't do that. You might get a doctor's report said your life is over. Maybe you got a bad report. You know, just take that report. You just lay it at the feet of Jesus. Because the scriptures tell us, as we, you know, the battle's not yours. The battle belongs to him. It's not your battle. Whatever you're carrying, you need to let go of it. And you need to let him take over, you know. You need to let him take over. He's a big God. He's a mighty God. And again, the scriptures tell us and remind us that is there anything too difficult for him? That we're to cast our cares upon him, for he careth for you. Are you casting your cares upon him, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Great I Am? Are you trying to fight the battle yourself? Wasn't it Moses that was in battle, and he got battle fatigued? And some of you out there listening, or you're suffering battle fatigue. And Moses was losing the battle, and I believe it was Aaron and Hur that came and held his arms up. And Moses started winning the battle. Some of you need some folks to hold your arms up, pray for you, encourage you. And the word tells us in Hebrews 3:13 that we're to encourage one another. Someone help me with this one. You know, help me with this one. Encourage one another. Is it daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, never? Come on now, saints of God. Come on. What are we to do? Are we to encourage, you know, one another yearly or never? You know, it's daily that we're to encourage one another daily. We're to hold one another's arms up. We're to bear one another's burdens. And so whatever it is that you're going through, you can cast your cares on him, for he cares for thee. He sure does. You know, he does. And don't give up hope. And quit fighting the battle. You know, if you're suffering with something, you just go to him. And sometimes, you know, it takes prayer and medicine to heal us. Sometimes God uses doctors. Sometimes we need a financial touch. Sometimes we need financial blessings, rather. Sometimes we need a strategy how to get out of debt. Sometimes we need a strategy on other things in our life, about our eating habits and things like that. And Lord knows I'm working on that one after this Christmas. Oh, by the way, I wanted to thank Mark and Mary for having my wife, my business partner, and I over for Christmas Day. Mark and Mary, thank you for hosting, having us, and for the good food that we had. I'm still eating some of that ham. I think I finished it. And then he made homemade lasagna that was just, I've never seen anything. And he made it in front of us. And Mark, wow, I need to take lessons from you, buddy. I really do. The word tells us that I can do all, what's that one scripture? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But cooking's not one of them, because I can't cook. And there's, you know, I got to quit professing that, but that's not been my specialty. Cooking's never been my specialty. And, but Mark and Mary, thank you. A big thank you from all of us hosting us for the Christmas, and what a special day that was. And I'll never forget it. And so thank you. Thank you for your generous support, helping me stay on the radio. And I can't thank you enough for that as well. And some of you need a few more people to pray about supporting me. I don't take any money. The money goes to ministries. That's keep me on the radio. I'm listener supported, and I don't bring it up too often. I don't like to mention it, but I do need a few people to help. And so if the Lord's tugging your heart, you know, to support, maybe you're not called to be on the radio. Maybe you're not called to help different ministries, but I believe you're called to do something. We're all called to do something. You know, if you physically can't be on the radio, if you physically can't go help women that are wanting to abort babies, and there's so many ministries that I'm a part of, and I'm not here to brag or toot a horn. That's not why I'm here. But your financial support would be greatly welcomed. And you can write me at Tom Jones Ministries. That's P.O. Box 412168, Melbourne, Florida 32941. Again, that's P.O. Box 412168, Melbourne, Florida 32941. And if you need prayer, you know, you can write me, you know, or I'll give you an opportunity later on if you want today, just wanting to call in, and I'll pray with you. If you have a testimony, you can call in. You know, we serve a big God. As we go through this new year, if we look at James chapter 1, verse 22, again, do not merely listen to the word to deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Do what it says. There's some translations said, be doers of the word. That ought to be our goal, our challenge this year, is what is your goal? What is your vision? You know, what is your vision? Do you even have one? And if you don't have a vision, just ask the Lord to give you one, because the words, scriptures tell us, without a vision, my people perish. What's your vision? What's your goal? You must have a goal. And as we run this race, as the scriptures tell us, the race that's set before us, and run it with confidence. Don't worry about the naysayers. You're going to have them. You know, I had a word yesterday from a close friend
I won't go into it. But, you know, come on, folks. Let's cheer up. If you've fallen, let's pick back up. You need your hands raised. I'll help raise you. I'll help raise your arms up so that you can finish and win the battle. Because remember, the scriptures tell us the battle's not, it's not yours. The battle belongs to Jesus. And it's our time, we the church of Jesus, we let the battle go. These battles that come at us each and every day. You know, the Christian life, it has its shares of tribulations and it's painful sometimes. But if you don't experience those pains, how are you, on earth are you going to feel what other people are going through? You can't. You'll become self-centered and selfish and greedy and stingy. You know, if you feel the pain of something, then you, when someone comes up and says, I'm hurting, you're going to understand their hurt and their pain and their suffering. Just like Jesus. He felt people's hurts and pains, and he ministered to them, and he encouraged them, and he prayed for them. And that's what I want you to do. Some of you have backslidden. You've walked away from God. You've walked away from the Lord. Today is the day of salvation. Today you need to rededicate your life back to Christ. You that don't have a vision, you need to ask the Lord for a vision. You need to ask him for one. What is my purpose here on this earth? Is it to get everything, all these cars and mansions and big homes and have millions in the bank and still be unhappy? Proverbs says, better where there is little where love dwells than plenty where hate abounds. So, you know, just because you have want all this stuff, the word scriptures tell us, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Why are we in wanting so much as Americans? And I'm not against things. Now, don't get me wrong. He wants us to have things. But come on, folks. Let's not be just a hearer of the word and go to church every Sunday and hear the pastor. The pastor's ministering. Their heart's out. And you just take it. And you don't take it from the head and put it to the heart. What is it gained? James says it's like a man looking in the mirror. And then he walks away and forgets what he looks like. You know, I look at myself in the mirror. I want to walk away and forget what I look like. You know, but he's telling us, you know, don't just see something. Do it. If it's in your ability, do it. Do something. You know, you're called. I believe everyone is called to do something. I'm trying to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing at my church. Where do I fit in? You know, I won't be able to do much because of the radio and working and different ministry things that we're involved in. But I want to do something and to my church to help them. Don't want to just sit there. And I try to encourage people as much as I can. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to start encouraging your brother, your sister, your neighbor, your friend. Don't pick on him. Don't discourage him. You encourage him. You know, don't let the word that you hear go from the head 18 inches and put it in that heart. That becomes revelation, and that'll stir you up. I pray that Jesus would stir you up like never before. I pray this would be a new dawn, a new day, and a new beginning in your life. That you would grow in Jesus like never before. That you would reach the people that he's calling you to reach. May you never have a critical spirit. Lord, help us all. Help us. Help us find our way to you, back to the cross. You know, help us. Lord knows I need help, and I've been asking him. When Pastor Malcolm Wilde mentioned that scripture at New Year's Eve service, don't just be a hearer. James tells us, chapter 1, verse 22, don't be just a hearer of the word. Be a doer. You're called to do something. You're called to do something. I don't know what it is. You ask the Lord and he'll reveal it. I can't. I can just encourage you to do it. So whatever it is he's put on your heart to do, you do it. You run this race with confidence, the race that's set before you. And when you do it, make sure you give him all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. You don't have the nail marks. He does. He does. He has the nail marks. You don't. Don't stand up here and say, look what I've accomplished. Look what I've done. look what I have. No, it's not about us. It never will be. You give him all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor back to him. And I pray that you would rise back up and be that tremendous, great blessing that Jesus has called you to be. That the church would learn, as I shared at the men's breakfast briefly in prayer, that we would learn to become extravagant givers to the work of God, whatever that may be, whatever he's calling you to do. Just give. Give of yourself. That's what Jesus would do. Jesus loves you. He died for you. He shed his precious blood for you, that you might have life and might have life more abundantly. James says, again, don't be just a hearer of the word, but be a doer. This Christian life wasn't promised to be easy. It's going to have his share of disappointments, pain, naysayers, suffering, surgeries, you know. Stay focused. Perfect peace, the scriptures tell us, who's his, whose mind is stayed on him. Not other people. Lord, help me with that one. You know, but perfect peace, who's his, whose mind is stayed on, not on the problem, not on your bank account, and I have problems there. Perfect peace, who's his, whose mind is stayed on him. Are you staying focused? Are you staying spiritually focused on what you're called to do? You're not called to be critical and pick on this brother or this sister or this pastor. There's no time for that, folks. Saints of God, there is absolutely no time to be critical towards one another. There's no time for that. Be envious of someone's gift or talent. Look at your own life and see what Jesus wants to do with you, in you, and through you. You know, I believe that a lot of people just, you know, they get envious of other people's calls, or callings rather. You know, you shouldn't be, because if you're secure in Jesus and you know Jesus, your security and identity comes from Jesus, not your title, not your position, not your home, not what you'll ever possess, not how much you'll ever have. Your identity and security is always in Jesus. Remember that one. Remember that. You know, don't wander off and, you know, well, this religion says this, and stay focused. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goeth to the Father. It's only through Christ. So if you've walked away from Jesus, today's the day to say, Lord, I've walked away. I want to come back to you and know you. And I've repented of my sins, and I want to know you as my Lord and Savior. Today is the day. Some of you out there, you know, you just let someone else do it. I'm not going to do it. You're like a Jonah then. You know, Jonah in the Old Testament. You know, he was given a message by God. I believe it's Jonah chapter 1, verse 1, said, when the word of the Lord came to Jonah. What did he do with it? He ran the other way. He ran the other way. Some of you are running the other way. Jesus is telling you to do something, and you just want to make all kinds of excuses, and you're running the other way when he's telling you to do something. You might be like Jonah, you know? You might be like Jonah when he's giving you an assignment, giving you something to do, and you don't want to do it. You need to do it. Just do it. Just do it. Don't look about what someone else is doing and what this one's doing and what this other person's doing. Stay focused. Lord, help us stay focused. Keep our eyes on you. Fall deeper in love with you like never before. Remember, James is telling us, don't be merely just going to church hearing the word. Be a doer. What is it you're called to do? And if you don't know, you can call in a few minutes and say, look, I've lost my way. You know, you don't have to give your name. You can write me. If you don't want to call in, just write me. You can write me at P.O. Box 412168, Melbourne, Florida, 32941. And I'll pray with you. If you want to send me your phone number, I'll call you. You want to write down your prayer request, I'm going to pray for you. Because that's what we're supposed to be doing. What is it that you're called to do? What, did you just sit down because a naysayer came and said you can't do it, you can't make it, and you'll never accomplish it? And you let that one person discourage you? Get back up again. Jesus is saying, get back up. Get back up and stand up. Speak up. And run this race with confidence, the race that's set before you. What is it that you're called to do? What is it that you're called to do? And I believe we're all called. I believe it can't be all the pastors. It can't be the missionaries. All of us are called to do something. And you need to find out what that is that you're called to do and run with it like never before. Run with it. You know? And I can sense in my spirit. I can sense in my spirit. There's many people discouraged. And I'm one of them. I'm just going to be upfront and honest with you. I'm one of them today. I'm discouraged. And I have to stay focused and keep my eyes and put them back on Jesus. Because when you have someone come to you and tell you, discourage you, just pick yourself back up. Still love them. Still love that person. But keep running this race with confidence. As I reiterated, the race that set before us. And I tell you what, you will never, never be the same. I'm going to play a song. Let me try to find it here. I think you'll enjoy it. I'm going to put this song on and hope you enjoy it. And then if Danny comes back in, I'll open the phone lines up for you to call in if you need prayer. If you have a testimony, if you're hurting, call in. I'd love to share with you, encourage you. Let me put this song on and hope it ministers to you as it did me this morning.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. Oh, I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. You unravel me.
Come on, saints of God, let's worship him like never before. You are. You are.
Oh, I'm no longer a slave.
Yes, Lord. Well, I love that song. I am a child of God. You want to call in? Feel free to call in. The number here is 632-1000. Is that right, Danny? 633-1000. If you have a prayer request, if you have a word of encouragement, a testimony, call in. Again, those of you that don't want to call in, please write me at P.O. Box 412168, Melbourne, Florida, 32941. If you have a prayer request, you have a testimony, or you just need someone to talk to, I'll be glad to encourage you. Remember, Moses had his arms down, and he started losing the battle. And have you put your arms down? Have you stopped doing what Jesus has called you to do? Are you like Jonah? You've been given an assignment. I believe Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 says, when the word of the Lord came to Jonah, he ran the other way. Are you running the other way? Have you been given an assignment by God and you just think it's too big? Well, we serve a big God. You know, if he's called you, you know, the scriptures tell us, I'm setting before thee, I believe it's in Revelation, open door, which no man can close. You know, you'll have naysayers come to you. You'll have people say, well, you can't do it, you can't make it. You know, there's people that have critical spirits today, and that's one thing I don't like, is a critical spirit. And I just pray for people that have critical spirits. If you have a critical spirit, you just need to ask the Lord to be delivered from that. You need to have a spirit of encouraging one another, and your pastor, your neighbors, your friends, your enemies. Yes, that's right, your enemies. You need to love them too. You know, if we're ever going to win people to Jesus, we can't browbeat them. We've got to love them to right to the cross. And because we are his hands, his eyes, his feet, his mouth. And so if you'd like to call in, come on now. Call in. The number here is 632-1000. And feel free to call in and share your heart if you want. Don't be shy. Come on now. Don't be shy. This is a new year, you know, and start this new year off just saying, Lord, you know, I want to do it, but I'm afraid to do it. You know, that's the fear will stop us and paralyze us from doing what Jesus has called us to do. Yes, good morning. This is Tom.
Yes, this is Suzanne. How are you?
Oh, sweetheart. Good morning.
I just wanted to share in my morning Bible reading. It just goes along with what you had to say. And it, you know how you said, sometimes it just hits you. Well, this did. I've read it over and over again. It's in Matthew 6, but it just really touched me. It's Matthew 6:19, and it says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And that just struck me. I thought, that's where I want my heart to be. These things on earth are temporal, but things of God are eternal. And I thought, that's where my heart wants to be. And I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, thank you, sweetheart. That's very timely, I believe the word is, that you shared this with all of us. And my wife, she's a giver. If you ever get around my wife, she loves to give. And I never want to stop her from giving. And anything else, honey?
No, that was all. It just struck me that that's where my heart wants to be. My heart wants to be there, you know, in heaven with Jesus for an eternal things. Even now, I can have my heart there, you know, even though I'm not there with him yet. My heart can be there now here on earth.
Yes. That's a good word, honey, for all of us. Matthew, yeah. Was that Matthew 6:19?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Excellent. Thank you for sharing that, honey. I really appreciate
that.
Okay,
well, God bless you, and I've enjoyed your program.
Yeah, well, you're probably the only one. No one else is calling in.
No, that's true.
Thank you, sweetheart.
That's that, too. Okay,
God
bye
bless
bye.
You. Bye-bye. Yeah, if you're ever around my wife, she loves to give, and she's taught me, you know, to hear his heart. And as Matthew 6:19, don't lay your treasures here on earth. Don't try to do it, you know. That's what America, we have a problem here. You know, we get $1,000, we want $10,000. There's nothing wrong with money. You know, money's called currency, and a current has to flow. If you keep a current, well, Danny, you go fishing. If you keep waters, you don't keep that water moving, that water can smell after time. It gets stagnant, and it'll stink. And matter of fact, I guess you could have a fish kill. The oxygen that comes out of the water and mass fish kill, and you'll see fish all over. Money's called currency, and it has to flow. I'm not here to beg any of you for money. I'm not into that. You know, I'm not lusting after a $70 million jet and a $30 million mansion. My goal is to build people. My goal is to encourage God's people and to not build buildings and jets. My goal is to build people and lives. If you've been some of the places I've been, Haiti, I've been to Korea, and some of the places I've been, the poorest countries, you know, you can hear their heart, and they're happy. As my wife said, don't store your treasure here on earth. Are we going to take it with us? And there's nothing wrong. You know, you need to prepare and save, and I understand all that. You know, I'm not ignorant. But I think Americans, we've I could be corrected on this one. I think I shared this with Danny this morning, and I thank you, Danny, for encouraging me this morning. You can know a rich person, and you can like that rich person for what they have. Or do you want to know them and be their friend? Or do you want to like them because they have money and you can get something out of them? I think sometimes, and you can correct me, you know, I'm not a theologian, and look, I'm not the most qualified to be on the radio, I'll admit it. But I think sometimes we seek the kingdom and not the king. I think sometimes we're after stuff. You know, you give me $10,000, God's going to give you $20,000. We play Jesus like a slot machine, and I'm tired of that. You know, I'm tired of the manipulating, you know, that's going on, you know. And if you're not prosperous, you're not close to Jesus. Well, I've been to places where people aren't prosperous, but they're rich in Jesus. They don't have anything. They're storing their treasures in heaven, not here on the earth, you know. And here in America, we seem to just be lusting after more things and wanting and wanting and wanting. When the word tells us, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What is money given to us for? Is it to hoard? Is it to hoard? And I don't mean to get on the subject money, because I'm not manipulating any of you to give to me. That's not but what is the purpose? To lay our treasures in heaven, not here on this earth, where thieves can steal it. And gold turns different colors, and stuff starts rusting on you. You know, are we lusting after things or wanting more of Jesus? You know? I think we, the church, need to get closer to him. I think this is a year that it'll be our greatest year. And I don't mean blessing-wise in America and our economy. And I thank God for blessing our economy. Don't get me wrong. But what is prosperity? I believe prosperity is really intimately knowing Jesus and knowing him, getting closer to him. As he said, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. And when you get that revelation, to draw and fall deeper in love with Jesus, you'll never be the same. You'll start feeling the hurts of people, and you'll want to give to them. You'll want to embrace them and love on them.
It's time we, the church, stand up and make an impact. As Pastor Malcolm always says, we need to bring people to Jesus. Let them clean them up. You can't clean them. Don't even try. You can't be their Holy Spirit. Well, anyone else? I got a few more minutes left. Would you like to call in? The number here is 632-1000. If you have a praise report like my wife had, you have a testimony you want to share, scripture you want to share, or if you're really hurting, you need to call in. Don't be shy, because I know I'm hurting, and I'm telling you, I'm really hurting. And I came to the radio station and said, Lord, help me. Help me. If you want to write to me, it's P.O. Box 412168, Melbourne, Florida, 32941. Not asking for money, but I need some of you to step up to the plate in a little bit and help me a little bit. I don't want to manipulate you, and I'm not going to. I don't have to. My provider is Jesus, not anyone else. He's our provider, and no one else will. Not your job, not the stock market. If that stock market crashes, you're going to be jumping out of a building because you put all your trust in that. You know, the only thing we can put our trust in is Jesus. That's the only thing that's going to last for eternity is Jesus, knowing him. I feel there's someone else that needs to call in. The number here is 632-1000. Don't be shy. I just got a couple minutes, and my show is almost over, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Because, you know, we go through struggles in life, and why we go through them? Well, you know, one year, I'll never forget one year my wife said, pray for me, and I said, yeah, right. And I walked away from her. How heartless that was of me. Yeah, I walked away from her. And she had something on her heart for me to pray about. I pray you'd never do that to your wife or someone else or your coworker or a brother comes up and says, I need prayer. Don't ever push them away. You listen to what they have to say. Because people are hurting. We're living in a hurting world. You just turn on the TV and the radio and the news, and you'll hear how much not only America, but the world is hurting. And I'm not being political here. Politics has nothing to do with it. We have a king already, and his name's King Jesus. And that's the king we need. And we need more of him and less of us. Paul said, we must decrease that Jesus can increase. And boy, do we need him now more than ever to wake us up, stir us up, shake us up, to be the person that he's called us to be in these last days. And I tell you, saints of God, I'm telling you, and I'm being upfront and I'm being honest with you, we are definitely in the last days. You know, I'm not a theologian, and I'm not a scholar, especially I took New Testament and Old Testament survey, and I didn't do too good in the book of Revelation. Let me tell you that was a tough chapter for me, book of Revelation. It's tough, and I see it coming about. I see it. You get on the road, people want to run you off. People yell at you. I had some woman over the holidays shove a cart in my back and told me get out of the way, and then another lady said, get out of my way, and then I asked someone at the store. I just wanted to go in there and get a Christmas bow for my lamppost. You know, I don't shop much, and the lady there that worked there said, well, I don't know where they are. Good luck find them. I don't know where they are. Good luck. You know, everybody's in a bad mood today. Everybody's just mad about something. Mad at their dog. Mad at their cat. Mad at their neighbor. You know, I'm just sharing my heart, folks. Yes, good morning. This is Tom.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Let me turn my speaker up so I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning to you. I listen to your show pretty regular. I'm 87 years old. I got saved when I was 31. I want to tell you a story that might encourage you. I got saved in a powerhouse when I was working there, and I met a guy who was a pastor in Tennessee. He was working as a pipe fitter where I was, and he invited me to his church, and I got saved, and I started to tell my wife, who was not saved, all about Jesus, and if you didn't accept him, you wouldn't get to heaven. She got tired of it. She worked for a magistrate. She falsely had me arrested by a constable coming to the house and taking me to be incarcerated. And I took my Bible with me, and when the magistrate saw me with the Bible, he said, oh, no, not one of those. And I said, yes, sir. He said, you know, I can send you to the county jail tonight. And I said, yes, I do. I'm going to take my Bible. He said, do you have a place to stay tonight? And I said, yes. I called the man who led me to Christ, and I had to come to a hearing a week later, and Pastor said, I'll be there. So I show up. My wife shows up. and her father, who was a policeman in the same vicinity. We go in, and the magistrate says, I don't have enough facts to make any kind of decision. And all of a sudden, there's a knock at the door. It's my pastor. He said, I'm sorry I'm late, but I'm not from this area. I didn't know where this office was. And we didn't have GPS in those days. So anyway, he said, I think I can help you. And he said, no. Reverend, what would you like to say? He says, did you ever fall in love with your, you remember when you fell in love with your first love? He said, oh, yeah. He said, we married. We've got two kids in college. He said, that's what happened to this boy. He said, what do you mean? Did he fall in love with Jesus? Magistrate sat there, looked at me, looked at her, looked at him, picked his gavel up, said, case dismissed. So there's hope, even though you don't understand where it comes from. It comes from God.
Yes.
But we don't know how it's going to act. And that was many, many years ago. My wife got saved. She passed away in 2000. Mm. And I'm here in Florida with my second wife, who's a Christian and a believer. I just want to encourage you. Don't give up. God bless you, and I love you.
I love you, dear brother, and love that testimony.
Yes,
I really, you keep sharing that testimony. And thank God bless you, and thank you for your words of encouragement to all of us.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sir. I really enjoyed that that testimony. And I tell you, folks, we are in the last days, and it's going to get darker. And are you going to get darker? You're going to close up, and you're going to just go dormant, you know? You're like a tree. You know how a tree loses leaves, you know? Well, I think some of us are dormant. That's what I feel. We've gone dormant. We just go to church and, you know, and that's it. You know, we don't say hi to anyone. We don't encourage anyone. If anything, we're critical at the pastor. We're critical at this one. You encourage your pastor. You encourage that brother. I saw a man holding his arms up in church, and I said, dear brother, the Holy Spirit's showing me that promotion's on its way. Promotion will never be from man, never will. It'll be from God. And we're to encourage people, saints. We're to encourage them. Because this is a tough day we're living in. This is tough times. And I'm not talking about financial. I'm talking about what we go through and how we must bear one another's burdens. Every single day that we wake up, you're to bear someone's burdens. I had someone tell me one time, I was taking care of this girl that had MS. She got out of the nursing home and took her mom's last $10,000. Her mom passed away and got a trailer. She had MS. And I stayed with her for 4.5 years until she passed away. Was it perfect helping her? No. I did the best I could. What are you called to do? What are you called to do? People are crying all around you. Are we just covering up our ears? Closing our eyes? Let someone else do it. You're called to do it. Jonah, there's only one Jonah, and there's only one of you. And if you don't do it, it may never get done. How many destinies are in the palm of your hands because you refuse to do something? Yeah, think of it now. Think of it. Because Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. I can't remember how many people. I think it was 150,000. I can't remember. So if I'm off on that number, I know it was a lot of people that God called Jonah to go to Nineveh. He ran the other way. If you look at this story, Jonah had those people in the palm of his hands and he was throwing them away. He was throwing those people away. I could have thrown Veronica away. When she told me what she needed, she saw me on Christian TV, and I'm not bragging, and she cried out to me. And when my wife and I went down there, she told me a list of things she needed. I said, this is too big for me. I said, sweetheart, I'll be praying for you. And I left there. And then driving back to Melbourne, my wife said, what are you going to do? I said, I don't know. Pawn her off on another organization. I can't do it. Yeah, the Bible said the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. My heart was not very good at that time. I said, it's too big for me. And my wife said, but I thought you were the organization. Just do it. You know, we can talk a good talk. We can preach a good sermon, you know, walk away and manipulate people if we want. We need to be building people, folks. It's a hurting world. We need to be building people and lives, not homes, jets, how much money we can accumulate on this earth. And I'm not downing people who have money. I thank God for that. But we need to be about the Father's work, to draw closer to Him. Well, I spent years with Veronica,
and then spent the last night in hospice as she was passing away. And she said, Tom, tell me how to do death. And I'm going to leave you, saints of God, with this. I said, I know how to do death, Veronica. You got to let go of Tom. Some of you need to be letting go of some stuff. She was holding on to me. I said, you've been holding on to me too long now. You're going to step into the presence of Jesus and you'll suffer MS no more. And then she said something so profound to me. She said, Tom, you knew I wanted a husband and I never got my husband. Veronica was, I think, when she passed away, she was 62 pounds, by the way. She said, I never got my husband. I said, I know. She said, I never got my house, Tom. I said, I know, Veronica, and I'm sorry. She said, I never got my children I wanted. I said, I know that, Veronica, and I'm sorry. She said, I never even got a rose garden, Tom. I said, I'm sorry, Veronica, you never got your rose garden. You never got your husband. You never got your children. You never got your home. You never got your rose garden. And then she said, I got a rose, you. It is time we, the church, stand up and be that light that Jesus has called us to be. Quit talking a good talk. Let's start walking it and become doers of what he tells us to do. Become doers. I encourage you now, this new year of 2026, to draw closer to Jesus, be set on fire, and let your flesh burn up like mine is, and do something. Let's not close our eyes and our ears. As I shared today, let's not become just hearers of the word, saints of God. Let's become doers. Father God, I thank you for this day. Thank you for the people that called in, my wife and this other gentleman that encouraged me. Don't give up. I'm telling you that are listening, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up supporting this radio station either. 91.5 still needs your support. You can call in with your generous gifts. Come on, folks. 632-1000. Give generously to the radio station. Give generously to your pastors. Let this be a year of extravagant giving with your time, your life, your resources. Give like you've never given in your life. Be that blessing that he's called you to be. Let your light so shine that men may see his work in you. May Jesus get all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Remember, he said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the listeners. Father, wake us up. Wake me up. Wake me up, Father God. Wake the listeners up. Let this be a new dawn, a new day, and a new beginning. May you give us greater clarity with our eyesight. Open our ears that we may hear the things you're calling us to be a part of and to do. Father God, wake us, stir us, shake us, burn our flesh up, Father God. As Paul said, we must decrease. He must increase. Oh my. Thank you, Father God. We bless Israel too, the apple of your eye. Father God, thank you for this program, the listeners, and I pray a blessed new year to the listeners that are listening. God bless you all.
You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.